Most colors came from pigments in naturally occurring minerals, though some were made from synthetic materials. The mineral malachite produced green tones, while the blue color came from natural azurite and the synthetic Egyptian blue. The vermilions, the most beautiful reds, were produced by powdered cinnabar, a word derived from the Greek for dragon's blood. However, cinnabar reds are not lightfast. If exposed to sunlight for a long time, they turn an unsightly brownish-black. Red ochre or the mineral hematite were a better source of pigments for red tones on works outdoors. The mineral realgar, arsenic sulfide, and orpiment, yellow arsenic, could be used for bright red, orange, and yellow tones. However, the pigments from these minerals were not so common, perhaps because the minerals contained arsenic and so mining them posed a very high health risk. Only prisoners were used to work the seams of orpiment in Anatolian mines. It also took time and expertise to transform minerals into pigments for artists. The minerals had to be ground into a powder, but the size of the grains was crucially important. For example, if azurite and malachite are ground too finely, the colors lose intensity. To ensure the crushed pigment was pure, it had to be washed in rainwater to separate the larger and finer grains. The pigment could not contain impurities. When the pigment was mixed, it needed a binding agent. If the colors were just mixed with water and applied, they would dry out and then simply fall off. As a rule, in those days, the binding agent, functioning as a kind of glue, was egg, oil or casein, a substance found in curd cheese and milk products.